Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you this afternoon on the Blog Talk Radio program. And I also have my wife with me today. And we're going to go ahead and get into this program. And we're going to let Yeshua lead us tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I'll tell you the scripture we're going to be looking at. I'm going to start in Matthew's, okay? Chapter 18. That's Matthew chapter 18, verse 1. Okay? See a pillow here? At that time, the tall ones came to Yahushua saying, "Who then is greatest in the ring of the heaven?" You know? So they want to know who is the greatest, okay? And Yahushua called a little child to him, set him in their midst, and said, "Truly I say to you, unless you turn and become as little children, you shall by no means enter into the ring of the heavens." Okay? All right, so we see how important the little children are to Yahushua, because he's strong. It's pretty strong language that he's mentioning, he's saying here about the little children. And he goes on to say here in verse 5, and whoever receives one little child like this in my name receives me. You see, that's very important. You receive Yahushua if you receive a little child who believes in him. Because he goes on to tell us, ones who believe in me to humble himself, you see, but whoever calls one of these little children, okay, little ones, who believe in me to stumble, it is better for him that a millstone be hung around his neck and that he be drowned in the depths of the sea. You see? So that's why it's important for us right now when we look out here and see what is going on. You see, we got these demons out there, Bill Gates and Fauci, people like that, that has come up with another poison, okay? They keep lying. That's why we can't never let anybody allow themselves. We don't believe in none of this corona junk that these people are continually coming up with, all right, trying to deceive the world, trying to deceive you, okay? See, because they got this one virus, I guess it's called the Delta
variant.
There you go. The Delta variant, you see? And I believe they got, in particularly, I'm not sure, for the children.
Because that's everybody.
Okay, so that's why they came up with a new one, something else. I guess to offset the COVID that most of the adult elderly people are starting to just pretty much turn away from it, okay? They're not allowing themselves, because see, you can only fool some people so long, deceive them, and when they start to catch on, your business, your stuff starts to crumble, okay? And so that's what the adult people are doing. They start to catch on to these two liars, the Fauci and the Bill Gates and all the other crowds that are with them, because then they got the media and all everybody out there pushing their cause, trying to, you know, push this virus on us. And we know that none of this garbage that they're doing is not about health. Our health—it's all about their agenda. They're pushing this COVID-19 vaccine. See, we know that's all they're doing. We know that. I mean, I don't care who don't believe. That's you. You believe whatever you want, okay? But see, we understand we see how the devil is trying to deceive everybody. All of the people on this earth right now.
We were looking at the outward information yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And these people have told the people that have gotten the COVID-19 vaccine, well, it's time for you to take the next variant of the COVID-19. Let's skip all those other ones. You got the Apple one. Now let's go to the D one, the Delta variant COVID vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
And they want you to take it because you're still not safe. They told you would be if you go ahead and take these shots. But now they're telling the people, you know what, just because you have already gotten a vaccine, that means that you need another. You need the Delta one. And then the people understand that they need to go get another one. But you know what? That is fear. It's about putting fear into the people.
Yeah.
Then they said they want to give the young people this COVID vaccine.
Yeah.
Well, they started giving it to the teenagers.
Yeah.
And guess what happened? Go on and tell them, Ellen, what happened.
Well, I heard the lady. Well, in fact, I heard on the news just this morning, I was just passing through my room before I finally got ready to leave to go off to work. And this one person on Fox News, first thing he came out and said, he said, you can't figure out why everybody that's 17 years that have been survivors, so many of them are dying in 3 days after they take their vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't get a chance to finish the rest of that story because I had to go to work. But just the idea, these kids, these young folks are dying, you see? And see, this is why this is so important, because, you know, we got a lot of people, our people have young kids. And if we make the mistake and go out there and turn our kids over to these demons out there, giving them over to them, having letting them vaccinate them and so forth, you're showing irresponsibility for your child, and you will find yourself causing them to stumble. That's exactly what Yahushua is talking about. You see, he said, let me see what it says. Let me just go back here just to read the whole verse here. It says, but whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to stumble, it is better for him that a millstone be hung around his neck and that he be drowned in the depths of the sea. You see? So you make a mistake, think that you're doing something so pious, so, you think you're doing something great for the kid.
You're doing something so wonderful.
Yeah. Making sure you are following these Gentiles out here. Get our child vaccinated. When we saw a child that one did that, she took her child and vaccinated her little baby girl. And just the next day, her girl was so sick. You could just about see that she was dying. You know, she couldn't do nothing. All she would do is just suffer. That's all she could do.
Mm-hmm. So she has the autism. That's what it was. Autism. She couldn't even move her head. She
mm-hmm.
had to be put in a wheelchair,
mm-hmm.
people. A wheelchair.
Mm-hmm.
Because she had already had the first shot.
Yes.
Now it was time for the second shot. So when she got that second shot, well. She almost died from that.
I don't know for sure if she didn't die. She may be.
Because
I haven't followed it up anymore since yesterday, because I just didn't have time to get to work, you know. But just the idea that these people are perpetrating this garbage, this poison on our people.
Now they want to give it to the innocent kids from age 5 on up.
Yeah.
So what is that going to do to the little children? And they keep saying, well, the young men are having some heart attack problems. And it doesn't mean anything. It's just a handful. But guess what? It means something to the people's parents,
mm-hmm.
to their families.
Right. Yeah, because the devil going to play this thing down as though, it ain't no big deal. Only a couple of them died. Only a couple of them maybe got sick. You get a couple of your jacks out the way and quit promoting this poison that these people have put them out there, because you don't know what you're doing to yourself. You're burying yourself. You're condemning yourself to hell.
And they're not even saying a couple, really. They're saying 1,000 to 1,200
yes.
in a couple of categories are dead.
And
they have died from this vaccine.
Yes.
Recently.
Yeah. And to them, it's no big deal, though. They just play it down. Oh, it ain't no big deal. You're a crooked face lie, because for you to get out and play off this thing like it ain't no big deal, and you know what you are doing. You know that you are killing the people. That's what you're doing. You know it. You already know what this God before this will do for the people, okay?
And if they're not killing you, they're damaging you. They're damaging you. Young men in their 20s are having the heart attack.
Yeah, that's right.
Not old men, the young men.
Well, let me look at it a little bit. I just want to read through some things here, because this should open our eyes as to what Yahweh is thinking when it comes down to these people, especially us Hebrew Israelites, allowing our kids to get caught up in this paganism, Gentile mess that they're doing out there. Because it's always here in verse in Matthew chapter 18. It says here, look at it. Woe to the world because of stumbling blocks. Okay? Woe to the world. For it is necessary that stumbling blocks come. But woe to that man by whom the stumbling block comes. You see? So let me tell you something. Just as sure as you get out there and take your children to this Gentile and let him jab your children with this coronavirus variant thing, Delta, whatever they want to call it, you are in this category. You are part of these people that Yahushua is talking about. Woe to you. Okay? Woe to you, because you are in trouble. You're in trouble and that you won't never get out of. You know, it's going to be, you know, something that you just keep you in trouble. Then like first, and it goes on to say, and if your hand or foot causes you to stumble, cut it off and throw it away from you. It is better for you to enter into life lame or crippled rather than having two hands or two feet be thrown into the everlasting fire. You see, this is for those people out there. Oh, I got the word. Boy, I would lose my job if I don't get the vaccine, you know? Oh, they just gonna cut me off from this and cut me off from that, you know?
Don't worry about it. Ask God. He will give you another job to take care of your family.
Well, you need to listen to what Dawid had said. You know, he said, I have never, he said, I've been young and I've been old, okay? And now I am old. I've been young, but now I am old. And he said, I have never seen the righteous big bread, or his seed begging for bread, you see? So we got to have faith in Yahweh, in our maker. We got, that's what it is. We can't be walking around here just because, you know, some dummy out here, come on, I'm going to cut you off. You're going to lose your job and all of this stuff. You better take this vaccine. No, you tell that Jeff Jackal, you better get out of my face. That's all you tell them. See, that way, because the scripture tells us, resist the devil, okay? Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Okay? So we ain't got nothing to be afraid of with these chronic crumbs that they going to threaten you with and blackmail you on these dumb jobs. Don't fall for it, because just as sure as you resist the devil, Yahuwah has something better for you, okay? You just got to stand up for yourself, and he will take care of you. You see, you don't have to be, you know, running around pitiful and expecting these demons to be your provider, because they is not going to provide nothing but the lake of fire if you continue to follow him. You let yourself fall into their hands, and that's what's going to happen to you. Okay?
That's
right. So this is why we're talking about this, because we don't need to allow our, we don't have to. Not the need to, we just don't even have to, because we got Yahuwah, he's our maker, you see? And you see, and that's why Dawid said, I've never seen the righteous, you know, begging for bread or even his seed, you see? But we got to be willing to be obedient to our maker, to Yahuwah, okay? We got to be righteous in his sight, okay? Because when we are, righteous and do what he said, then we have nothing to fear. Nothing to fear from Bill Gates, Fauci, anything that is connected to them, period. You know, you just get them out of your face because they will flee. But my Bible says it. Yeah, Yahuwah says it. The devil will flee from you. Okay? So, hallelujah. You don't have to worry about it. And they could be, I've noticed a lot of people that I have heard, you know, that's one of the first things that they come out of my, well, I had to get you. I had no choice. I just had to get because, you know, they threatened me on my job and all of this stuff here, you know? But hey, like I tell you, you need to put your trust in Yahuwah and don't trust, you know, depending on these jackals out here, okay, that threatening you with a little job that ain't worth nothing. Okay?
You know, it's really simple. It's just like when many of us came to the Sabbath, you know what? We had to pray for Yah to give us a way to stay at that job without working on the Shabbat or a way to have a different job. Maybe Yah would give you a blessing, a financial blessing or a mental blessing when you go and work somewhere else. So if they are talking about you have to have this coronavirus shot, I don't care what version of it they want you to have, then you say, well, look, I don't want that shot. Can I still work here? And if they say no, okay. And you just pray for Yah to take care of it for you.
Mm-hmm.
He will give you a different job. And don't go back there when they say, if you don't take it by this date, then you got to go. Don't go back. And Yah will take care of you. Just go ahead and quit and let Yah handle it.
Even if that, in some cases, you know, right now we still can possibly sue the government, sue the people that are trying to hinder you from being able to remain employed or keep your job or whatever. You might be bring them up for, you know, for charges against their own law.
That's right.
Take it to, you know, for the, you know, we know there's no guarantee when it comes down to these jackals, okay? Because we've seen it. We've seen how even judges, you know, they sit around and as soon as it comes up before them, some of them, they put it, they dismiss it, you know? And the way I see this thing, you know, if that's what a judge want to do, then you tell him to hell with you too, judge, okay? Because you are not my maker. You see, Yahuwah is my maker, and I don't have to bow down to you, you know, in order to survive out here. Because you ain't nothing but a man that may not succeed the next day yourself. You see, you know, your light could be put out any second, any moment. So let's just be real, is it? But if we trust in Yahuwah, we know and we're not too concerned about what they try to threaten us with these on these jobs, okay?
Well, when you were looking at not being at work on Saturday, the Sabbath day, the seventh day, what did you do? Did you go in there and tell your boss, look, I want you to know I'm not going to be able to, you won't be seeing me here on the Shabbat because I have to obey the word of the Father. Then maybe you can make some rearrangements with them. I had to do it before, and I said, look, I won't be able to be here on Saturday, so can I come in on Sunday? I can do that. And they were very happy. You see, y'all made that way. They were happy to let me be off from work on Saturday and come in on Sunday to do some extra things that need to be done. Hallelujah, because I was like, well, if they say no and they want to trip with me, I'm gone. I had already made up my mind. You got to make up your mind to follow Yah. And that's all it is, and he will take care of you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's what we're talking about, you see. And so, that's, you know, we need to really, more people need to really understand these things and start teaching it and get the message out to
perspective on our people. That's just because guess what? You know, we were here. We've been here over 400 years. Okay? And what did he tell us after we are here that we were going to be here 400 years? We knew during that time we were just absolutely just stuck, okay, because we were under those curses, see? And so, hallelujah, we're not under this. We're not under. The curses actually has that time period has expired, you see? We've been here 400 years, you see? And he said after that 400 years, he will judge that nation, that same old nation that held us in this captivity, okay? We got the time to, because see, we can't allow ourselves to be done gone through all of this time, you see, and then let ourselves still let these jackals who act like they can't read, they act like they are blind, crippled, crazy when it comes down to our cause. You see, we got to stand up and let the world know who we believe in, what we believe in, because we're not going to have, we don't have to let these jackals, these Gentiles, rule over us anymore, because their authority has been expired, you see? And that's it. It's just that. And we got to start thinking about that and recognizing it, how important it is, you see, that these people, we don't have to even bend to their wishes or whatever. We could just be obedient to Yahuwah, okay? And with through they, that's it. Ain't nothing they could do to us at all. But, you know, get out of our face. It's just that something when we really, you know, so we talk to Yahuwah and bring our case before him, okay? Then he will adjudicate us. He will be the one that handle our situation for us, okay? Then we don't have to depend on some pale-faced man call himself trying to do things for us that's going to cause us to be able to survive and eat and be able to have a job and all that stuff. No, we don't have to worry about that. So I'm going to leave you a little more in this scripture here, chapter 18 of Matthew, because Yahushua is clear and plain. He's clear about this, who we are and our cause here. And let me just go to verse 10, okay? Chapter 1, first chapter 18, verse 10. All right, it tells us here, see that you do not despise one of these little ones, okay? For I say to you that in the heavens, their messengers always see the face of my Father who is in the heavens. You see that? Hallelujah. You see? This is what I'm talking about. For the Son of Adam has come to save what was lost. Okay? That's what I'm talking about. He has come to save, all right? And what do you think if a man has 100 sheep and one of them goes astray, would he not leave the 99 on the mountains, going to seek the one that is straying? You see? Hallelujah. That's how important we are here, right here, to Yahushua, no matter what. And if he should find it, truly I say to you, he rejoices more over that sheep than one that, okay, over that sheep than over the 99 that did not go astray. You see?
Hallelujah.
This is not the desire of your Father who is in the heavens that one of these little ones should be lost. Okay? It's not the Father's desire. That's what the scripture is telling us, right? And we should be able to catch on to that. We should be able to be thankful that Yahuwah has been working on our behalf all this time, no matter what has been going on. You see, here he is working on our behalf, okay? Doing for us making sure that we are safe. We are safe, and we are supplied with all of the necessities, things that we need. We can't come up here all of a sudden and these jackals that think they got a job or got you locked down on a job or something, and that they can blackmail you, threaten you, and all of that stuff, and you're going to go all of a sudden get scared and go bowing down to them. No, you don't have to. That's what I'm telling you tonight. You don't have to, okay? If you remember Yahushua, who he is to you, okay? That's why I keep reading. I have to read this in Psalms. Psalms 37, that's what I wanted to read right quick, because we need to understand who our Maker is, okay? And this is why David wrote this, because he's serious. He said it. Even when he said it, okay? And if we look at verse, let's see what verse I'm going to read. It's verse 21. Here it is, right here. Yeah. Psalms 37, all right, verse 21. The wrongdoer is borrowing and does not repay. You know, that's the wrongdoer now, all right? But the righteous one shows favor and gives, okay? That's what I'm talking about. For his blessed ones inherit the earth, but those cursed by him are cut off, okay? The steps of a man are ordered by Yahuwah, and he delights in his ways. Though he falls, he is not cast down, for Yahuwah is supporting his hand. Hallelujah. Okay? So there it is. And he said, I have been young. There it is. So I have been young, okay? And now I am old. This is coming from Psalms chapter 37. And I'm on verse 25. He said, and now I am old, and I have not seen the righteous forsaken or his seed begging bread. You see that? Hallelujah. And that's something we can, that's enough to give us enough faith to know we don't have to let these jackals, Gentiles, blackmail us into bowing down to this poison that they have out there, that they have created specifically for us to kill us, okay, to kill our people. We don't have to bow down to that garbage, okay? I'm telling you that right now. If they try to lie to you and tell you that corona vaccine is healthy for you, they are a healthy, bad lie, okay? They just lie on you so that they can trick you into allowing them to kill you. That's what that healthy, bad lie they coming up with is about, okay? It's not about your benefit nowhere, okay? So that's why I'm saying we cannot let these demons do it. And as I go on here, he says, I have been young and now I am old again. Let's repeat, read it again, okay? He says, yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken or his seed begging bread. All day long he is showing favor and lending, and his seed is for a blessing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, that's what we got to remember. We got to remember, we got to put our trust in the Almighty, Yahuwah. We got to, because if we do, we'll pay off for us. But if we get out there and be scared and bow down to these Gentiles, because since we've been here, they've been on kind of like their feet on our necks or something, been walking and trampling on us and all of that. But I'm going to tell you, it's our time now. I hear some dodo-fied guy out there on one of these, commercials on TV.
Oh, yeah.
And he gets his stubborn head set, blockhead set off. It's just something because he's a Hebrew. And he sit up there talking about this is our time. our shot. You know?
Yeah.
I want to tell him where to go with that our shot crap, you know, because it's just a shame to see one of us out there talking about our shot. See, they done made a fool out of him, got him out there trying to use this rhetoric about, well, it's our time now. It's our time. It's the shot is for us now. That's
supposed to be celebrating getting that shot. Don't you know that?
That's what they're
trying
to do.
We're supposed to be jumping up and down to get it.
Yeah, they want us to do that. Want us to be that stupid, you see? But that's what I'm telling you right now. We got to let them know that we ain't taking that crap. We're not. You could take that BS and take it wherever you want to, but we're not. You see, that's why they came up with this crap, something that they want to poison our kids with now. Okay, that's exactly why, because grown up people are more mature. We just seen too many of this Fauci and Bill Gates garbage out here among our people, and they have killed many of them. Look what the lie that they did with this AZT vaccine for, they call, I guess, for the AIDS and all of that. You know, they killed millions of us. I mean, they killed us. They just killed us.
They're still killing us,
and
because those vaccines are still out there for the AIDS.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because that's what it is. And so we got to be smart. We need to wake up quicker, than we need to be more smarter than that, because these ain't nothing but dummies that are out there doing this vaccine and making it and putting it out there amongst the people in this world and trying to fool people, trick people into taking that vaccine. We don't want to do that, okay? I don't care. Like I said, you see, I could speak like this because we have the king of the universe backing us up.
That
information here that we are speaking. And what can you do, demon, against Yahuwah? Okay.
You know what, Elder?
Mm.
This is one of the reasons that they put something in there that would kill the elderly, because the elderly still have the memories of what happened in the past,
mm-hmm,
when certain things happened.
Yes.
And they mad at us for having enough of us to remember about how they mistreated us,
mm-hmm,
in those medical studies, no matter what kind of medical study it was. They mistreated us,
mm-hmm,
you see.
Mm-hmm.
With who? The black person over the what, experiment a lot of times.
Yes.
Experimenting on us. And this is why they already know. Don't worry about this and that, because that was back then, but right now, ain't nothing. We're not trying to do nothing to you right now. Yes, they are.
Mm-hmm.
Stop the lies. They are liars, and the truth is not in them.
That's right. That's the problem. You got to realize that you're dealing with demons that will lie to you on anything. They will do whatever it takes to get to trick you. That's what we got to realize and recognize this. You know, it is nothing out there that is righteous trying to proclaim this vaccine going to do you good in a kind of way, okay? If they talking that stuff out of their head, you better get away from them as soon as you can and let them know what you think about their garbage that they're trying to push on the public out here, on the people, on our people in particular, you know? And so, and this is why we are not going to take it. We're going to keep sounding the shofar. We're going to sound it loud, because that's what Yahuwah expects us to do. Don't just sit back and be all quiet, scared to open up our mouth because the white man said it's good. No. That's the demon. That's the devil that's trying to kill you. Don't you know that? They have killed so many of us so far. You know, even this year, they just killing us, making the condition, the situation, to make it where we find ourselves killing ourselves. You see, look what happened in Chicago this past week.
In the projects over drugs.
Drugs, that's what they do. Bring all this garbage into our neighborhood, to make sure we get our minds all confused with their mess, and then we find ourselves doing things that are unrighteous, you know?
Mom, we don't, the Hebrew Israelite people, we don't own an airplane. So we cannot be over there in Brazil and all those other countries grabbing drugs and flying it over here.
Mm-hmm.
Who does that? The Mzungu. They do it.
Yeah, the Bill Clinton.
The Gentiles, they do it.
Uh-huh.
They have the money to take it here, there, and everywhere, just like he was saying. Elder was saying, Bill Gates got money to fly over or get on a ship and go over.
Mm-hmm.
So wherever he wants to go to, he has organizations in a lot of big countries, and his organization in England, they was over there saying, what? Arrest Bill Gates. Arrest that clown.
Yeah, people are waking up, seeing like in some of these countries.
Yeah.
Know, especially over there in England. They have came to realize what is amongst them. They done started realizing and seeing what this demon is, who he is, and what he's all about, you see? And now I got a thing here, an article. It says, Arrest Bill Gates. That's the title of it. Protesters descend on Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation headquarters, okay? Protesters in London call for Bill Gates to be arrested on Saturday as they gather outside the UN headquarters of the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation as part of a larger protest against COVID-19 lockdown measures. You see, these clowns get out there, and all of a sudden, they done certified themselves. They have anointed themselves.
Yeah.
And now they out there, they speaking, we can just close things down. We can lock them down, and we can make them do this, do whatever we want to.
And they are doing that in a lot of places where they don't even have a foundation place. They just go in there and say, hey, I'm Bill, and this is my wife over here, and we won't tell all y'all to just close this trap. Just close that.
Mm-hmm.
And now a lot of African countries have awakened, and they are saying, you can't close up there. You need to get the heck out of here.
Mm-hmm.
You need to get on about your own business.
Yeah.
Because this country here is not your business anymore.
Yeah, see. So that's what I'm saying. We're just trying to make sure we can bring some kind of light to our people, you know, anybody that is willing to ignore or don't allow yourself to be tricked into being deceived by these jackals. That's what they are, these demons, okay? You're looking at I didn't realize that we were going to find ourselves in these last days. Now, I know the devil and everything has been around for a long time, but, you know, it just took me some time to start to realize it because I guess I had to grow up and start learning some things on my own. And we see that these demons out here, they really have gotten bold now.
Yeah.
You know, they think they could just demand that we do something and we going to just all of a sudden just do it.
Fall in place, fall in line with them and start stepping with it.
Yeah.
And shouting about it or something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my pastor, he'll try to make them shout, you know.
Yeah. So this is why we got to realize and see what is going on. Step back and look at this thing a bit before you go jumping to their music and following them or doing whatever they want us to do and so forth. Because anything that they try to cause us to get excited about, You better be careful, okay? Because that's it. You look into it, you'll find there's a big old black, ugly, nasty-looking demon that is right behind it, trying to get you, trying to mess up your head, okay? And get you settled and deceived. Really, that's what it's all about. Okay, here I'm looking at reading a little bit more of this article about Bill Gates. It said videos circulating on social media on Tuesday appeared to show dozens of protesters outside the Gates Foundation's headquarters in the British capital. They can be heard shouting, arrest Bill Gates. You see? Arrest Bill Gates. Several times, okay? Other social media users who were present at the protest also said demonstrators had been to the foundation headquarters on Saturday. You see? They need to. They should have been, okay? Gates, the founder of Microsoft and a multi-billionaire, has been at the center of unfolded conspiracy theories involving the COVID-19 pandemic and the development of a vaccine. Bill Gates, right there in the middle of it. In the 19-second video, some of the protesters can be seen carrying anti-vaccine flags, and some are holding play cards, okay? Hallelujah.
Mm.
Got to protest against these demons because they think they smart because somehow they have, somehow hooked the nose of this government some kind of way, okay? And they have put their poison, deception, and their witchcraft stuff that they do into the minds of these leaders, supposed to be leaders, you see, but these are a bunch of demons that try to look like leaders. But they got these government, you know, snowed. They got him snowed, got the government itself, you see. And I'm just thankful that a few people are starting to wake up and see these things for what they are, you see, because if they, we knew eventually something had to happen, because if they think they can just continue to just kill our people in our face without any repercussion, you see, they've already anointed themselves to the point where can't nobody mess with them, the government can't do nothing to them because they can kill and that's it. Nobody can do anything about it. And you can't do nothing about yourself. You see? They can kill your relatives right in your face. And all you can do is just cry. It's okay, cry like our baby. Because they done tricked you, deceived you into bringing your God, your people, your relatives and your family members to their poison and letting them shoot that poison in them. Okay? So this is what we see going on, and we better speak out against this stuff. We need to. We better, because, you know, we can't just let this continue on and we do nothing. We just sit back and act as though we're just cowards and we're just scared, babies and stuff. You see, let me tell you something. Yah will hold you responsible, okay? Because he tells you, you better, if you see this, destroyer coming and you ignore it and you don't warn the people about Yah, destroyer that is coming upon this earth, you know, and when you see these destroyers are coming and you don't warn the people, then their blood will be, you will be held accountable for their blood, okay? And so, you know, you need to wake up so that you don't find yourself burning in hell because of what these people are doing, people like Bill Gates and Fauci that are doing these things to the people of Yahuwah. Because I'm telling you, he ain't playing. Yah ain't playing with the world. He is not playing, okay? What he say he's going to do, he's going to do it. He's going to do it. You see? Let me tell you that. That's why I want to read a scripture if I could get to it fast enough. Because we know Ezekiel. Let me see here. Let's go to Ezekiel, okay? I think it's right around the second chapter, somewhere along there. And we can see how he speaks up, what he thinks about these people whenever you're going to sit back and just not open your mouth, okay? In verse 2, chapter 2 in Ezekiel, it says, "And he said to me, Son of man, stand on your feet, so that I speak to you, okay? And the Spirit entered into me when he spoke to me and set me on my feet, and I heard him who was speaking to me. And he said to me, Son of man, I am sending you to the children of Israel, okay, to a nation of rebels who have rebelled against me. They and their fathers have transgressed against me until this day. All right? So see, this is what Yahuwah is telling, bringing it out. It's right here. And the children are stiff of face and hard of heart to whom I am sending you to you. I'm sending you. And you shall say to them, thus said the Master Yahuwah. Okay? That's what you're supposed to should say. And they, whether they hear or whether they refuse, for they are a rebellious house, shall know that a prophet has been in their midst. Okay? So know this now. Because, and you, son of man, do not be afraid of them, nor be afraid of their words. Though thistles and thorns are with you, and you dwell among scorpions, do not be afraid of their words or discouraged by their looks, for they are a rebellious house. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You see what Yahuwah is sending us? What's calling us to do? You see, around them, around these, he's just breaking it down. A rebellious house, you see? And that's why I say we can't just cower down and say nothing. And we're looking at these people, taking our children, taking our grandparents, our fathers, mothers, uncles, and aunties, okay, sisters and brothers, and deceiving them and killing them, poisoning them right in our face, okay? You think we're just going to sit, we're supposed to sit back and let this happen without saying nothing, without even opening up our mouth? No, we got to speak, okay? And you shall speak my word to them, whether they hear or whether they refuse, for they are rebellious, okay? The Yahushua is making it plain and making it clear. They are rebellious. But, and you, son of man, hear what I am speaking to you. Do not be rebellious like that rebellious house. Open your mouth, you see here, and eat what I am giving you. See, Yahuwah is commanding us, okay, to open our mouth, okay? Do not be like the rebellious house, okay? We got to be strong. We got to do what he commands us to do. Because in this time, we have no choice now. This time, we have to. Okay? And I looked and saw a hand stretched out to me, and see, a scroll of a book was in it. And he spread it before me, and it was written on the inside and on the outside. And written on it were lamentations and mournings and woes. You see? That's what I'm talking about. We got to open up our mouth. We got to open up our mouth because we see this coming up. We see this coming upon the earth. And you think we're just going to sit here and say nothing, do nothing, or just laugh it off or something? Some people do that. Some people think everything is a joke to them. You see? That's where they are. That's how they are. But, you know, when the end comes, eventually it will come, okay? You got to make sure you have gotten it right, gotten it together with Yahuwah, okay? Because it won't be no laughing matter at that time. It won't be funny then, okay?
That's right.
You got to get it. You better have it right or else. You better have it right, okay? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And he said to me, son of man, eat what you find. Eat this scroll and go speak to the house of Israel. Okay? Eat this scroll and go speak to the house of Israel.
What is that about? We have to
eat the word. We have to consume the word. We have to put the word in us.
Yes. Yes, that's right. That's why Yahushua says the words that I speak to you are spirit and our life. Life, okay? So that's why it's important that we eat this word. Eat his word, okay? So it goes on to say in verse 2 in chapter 3, and I opened my mouth, and he fed me the scroll. And he said to me, son of man, feed your stomach and fill your stomach with this scroll and I am giving you. And I ate it. See? And it was as sweet as honey in my mouth. Okay, let's move on. And he said to me, son of man, go to the house of Israel, and you shall speak to them with my word. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Go to the house of Israel, okay? That's why I say, this ain't no joke. This ain't no party. We got to wake up and be serious about Yah. Because if we're not, he's going to be serious about us. He is serious about us, okay? And we just got to come together, come to grips with this thing, okay? Because you don't want to be finding yourself cast into a lake, drowning in the midst of a river, okay, with a millstone hung around our neck. You don't want to be that one. You don't want to be like that, okay? But if you do what Yahuwah is commanding us to do, then we don't have to worry about it, okay? For you are not sent to a people of foreign speech and of difficult language, but to the house of Israel. You're sent directly to your own people, okay? Your people. Not too many people of foreign speech and too difficult language whose words you do not understand. If I had rather sent you to them, they would have listened to you. Well, I tell you, that's something. They would have listened to you, okay? But what about Israel? Whew, my goodness, that was fun. But the house of Israel is going to refuse to listen to you. I'm telling you, we get that. Now, we can experience. See, this is what I'm saying. We actually experience this. That's why we know this is so true. This is a fact. You go talk to your people right now. In a lot of cases, you know, and if you can't back it up with Master didn't say it, you just almost a lost cause. You know, they expect you to bring something to them from Master, you know, from the oppressor, one that oppressed them and so forth, okay? But it says here, for they refuse to listen to me, for all the house of Israel are hard of head and hard of heart. That's not good. Okay. See, I shall make your face as hard as their faces and your forehead as hard as their forehead. Okay? Hallelujah. You see? Because we know. See? I know who he's sending against, who he's sending you to, against who you, when he's sending you out to bring this message to his people. Okay, your brothers, your sisters.
This is why Yah is showing us that we're still quite a few, shall we say 75% for sure, are still under the black church, all black people in it, and the other type of church where there's a little mix of us together, and then the other church where it might be people that are there because they have money, or people that are there because they are poor. And that's everywhere in the United States. Mm-hmm. And so they are still
in their, shall we call it, master level.
Yeah, yeah.
They're still in their master level. I remember we were going to church one day before we came to Yah, and we went to a white people's church. And when we went in there, we thought we would find some more of us in there. But you know what happened? The white gentleman came over and told us, you know what? I think that you would be better off if you went to the church over there. It's a church over there is like it's just for you guys. Because ain't nothing happening for you over here. And he was right because it was pretty empty in there. And we went to the black church and there was a lot of us there. And we enjoyed ourselves in the beginning, but that's another story. But we'll tell that some other time. But it is true. We have something that they want that they can't get because it's not in them for the most part. And that means we have more spiritualism. We have more spirit in us. And there's a reason for that. It's because we are the Father's people. We are the Most High. We are Yahuwah's people. And that's why we have more enthusiasm. We have more investment in being there, see, than at the white church with them. Because it really is not, it's not connecting. We're not connecting.
Yeah, I think people can understand what you're saying, too, because, you know, me coming up, we can experience some of the same type of stuff, you know. It's just that we just happen to run into some, this, I guess, a man, usually. We just sometimes experience experiences are kind of different from the woman fooling around with those kind of people. And we just had these clowns literally call us when we walked in the church. We thought we would be okay just by going in there and relaxing that particular day. And we get there, and the preacher himself is going to stand up and say, whoop, the devil just walked in the house. You know, talking about us.
That is some wild stuff.
Yeah, so that's why I said, I don't have no mercy for, I mean, I don't have no sympathy for them, you know, because of their stupidity. It's stupidity, that's all.
It's just wickedness.
Yeah, wickedness.
Satan's in those things.
So we just don't waste our time with them, waste our time anymore with them because of the attitudes that they have.
We don't belong there is really what they were trying to say.
Yeah, right. And the way I see it now that I know who I am, at the time I didn't have the understanding at the time that I have him, you know, but I feel... I tell you what, I'm not trying to be a black supremacy or anything like that, but I do feel more
secure,
and I feel above. I feel like that I am somebody now. I am in touch with my Maker, who answers my prayers. You see,
that answer comes in. We are somebody. We're not just some speck of dust. We are somebody.
That's right. So, you know, I don't have to worry about them now. They got the audacity to even think that they have some kind of supreme authority over us. That's why I always I make sure that we remind myself and remind anybody that think they get things like they do, that these people are no longer authorized to be over us.
That's right.
Okay? That time had expired, you know? The Father gave us 400 years to be amongst these jackals, so cool. And we've had enough time to realize who these things are that we are surrounded by. And so I have no fear at all now with these folks now because I know that I understand what the scripture tells me. You know, just resist the devil. Resist him. And he has to flee from you. That's why they keep smoking stuff and sniffing all this crap out of their head. You know, about this coronavirus and stuff. they can't even frighten me with it now anymore. Because when it first came out, I was thinking, well, you know, just suppose they do this or that, you know, since I had certain ideas in my head, and But now, the longer I go through this, the more I realize that, gee, wait, why should I have to be? But it's because I listen to Yah's word. Just say, you don't be afraid. I mean, Yahushua, make sure that we know that he lets us know that we not have to be afraid of any man, okay? We don't, you see? So that's why we speak the way we do, because we are not going to allow ourselves to be caught up in their deceptions and their lies, and especially this poison that they are doing, putting out. And that's why we warn people, as many as would listen, because we just read what the Yahuwah has said about the rebellious house. So, you know, so it's not a surprise if we're not listened to sometimes. If they turn their face and go out somewhere else looking for Satan himself to teach it, to tell them who, what to do, how to worship and who to worship and so forth. You see, it's no surprise now when we hear what Yahuwah himself has to say to us concerning this situation. Mm-hmm. See,
and you know what else they got? While I'm thinking to say that, it just hit me. Mm-hmm. They got that, what? Medical marijuana now. They want to keep Hebrew. They know Hebrews love it. You know, they know the Gentiles love it, but really they know they got you if you're Hebrew. If they start you with the medical marijuana, what else can they get you hooked on?
Mm-hmm.
See, because that medical marijuana will have you too busy relaxing rather than preparing to do battle with these demons. And that's what they want. They want to keep your mind off of that. Don't let them think about that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And while we got them on medical marijuana, let's go and put them on that COVID.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's their main goal.
COVID-19? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, their main goal wants to make sure, because they know what that COVID stuff is, you know, that stuff that they can use to try to change your DNA and everything else into that Nephilim, that stuff that's been around for years, that they've been, I guess, hiding and keeping under, to the fact that they couldn't get out and do what they really wanted to do. But now we're in the last days, and we hear and see what Yahushua says, you know, as it was in the time of Noah, so shall it also be in the time of his coming, see?
That's right.
So we have to look out for these demons now. These things maybe done figured out how to break out,
yeah,
you know, so that they can try to sneak. And that's what this is all about, this message, this
DNA.
Mm-hmm. Messenger.
Yeah.
He's trying to change our DNA.
Now, there is a man in England that used to be a policeman. He used to be a policeman, and he was the, what you call it, some star would see the guy at the top,
mm-hmm,
of the police over there.
Captain.
Like a captain, but they call him counsel or something over there.
Mm-hmm.
And he was the one that said, we need to arrest Bill Gates. He was one of those. When he heard that and he found out what they had been doing, he took it to the police. See, he didn't just sit around. He took it to the police. And he was there filing last week. He was there filing whatever he needed to file to get them arrested for doing all this false stuff. He explained it all, that COVID-19 is nothing but something that they want to give you to change your DNA and experiment on you. We have not had a virus, but they're giving you something, some type of virus, to kill you, to experiment on you, to break you down. Because it's the white man's thinking that they have got to kill off so many people
before a certain time is over, they're in that process of killing off as many of us people that they can, especially the brown skin tone people.
Mm-hmm.
They got to kill off as many of them as possible. They put something in there according to what's going to change our DNA. You don't know what you're going to turn into.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of older people have seen the movie called The Fly. And when the fly got into the machine with the man turned into a big, gigantic fly, okay? That's how crazy it was, changing your DNA. And they want to change your DNA and pull out things, put things in your DNA to make you have a problem.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a problem that's, you know what they're doing with that problem? That makes you buy more medicine. And the drug companies are having a field day. You got to buy more medicine. Oh,
mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's what this thing all is all about, because the COVID-19, whatever they call it, they have already showed us the research on it. It ain't nothing. I mean, a cold, a regular type cold that we've been very used to catching and being able to get rid of and keep on living, but they done came up all of a sudden and created it into something much worse than what it really is, you see, so that they can utilize that to try to make a fool out of as many people of us as they can, you see, because we know, I believe, all you got to do is take some vitamin C and some zinc, I think, and some vitamin D3, stuff like that. It's very good for this cold that you catch, you know, and it says something about some kind of cosamine or something. But, you know, these are the things we just got to do research on to make sure that we got access to this kind of stuff, because that you won't be hurt by none of these. Everything that's going on out there, you ain't got to worry about walking around with a mask all over your face looking like a baboon and so forth. You just live your life like you normally do, and you will be okay, you know? But you got to ignore this fear attack thing that they're trying to instill in the people, okay? They're just trying to make sure you become afraid,
mm-hmm.
And if you become afraid, then your body may just break down. You know, you may not be in the best of health, you know, all of a sudden because of some of these craziness things that they're out there trying to make sure you are afraid of every day. Got us thinking if we just go outside without our mask on, all of a sudden we instantly going to catch up. But I'll tell you one thing, you know, all of this time that they've been BSing with this BS that they've been doing to the people, I haven't had no problem at all, nothing. And I wouldn't touch up ounce of their drug sorcery, you know, because that's what it's all about. They want to get you
drugged
so that you can be subject to them doing whatever they want you to do. That's crazy. That's stupid. All I got to say.
And you know what else is a bad symptom from that COVID-19? You get the shot, and next thing you know, we have seen that people can't even drive on the right side of the road.
Yeah.
They're so crazy on that medical that they had for a shot. Then, just today, we were going around a deep curve, and we know to stay on our side. Everybody knows that, you know, you only can do like 15 right there. And somebody was coming, and we were going to pass them.
Mm-hmm.
We were going to the right. They were coming from the left. And do you know, some idiot on the right, on our side, came around that D-curve where there's a bunch of bushes there. You can't even, it's hedges. They so thick, you can't even see through them. And they were on a bike.
Yeah.
They were on a bike, and we almost hit them.
Yeah, a big fat person.
Oh!
I said,
what was that?
I couldn't tell if it was a female or a male.
Oh, man.
But it was just
It was
crazy.
Real. We missed them by, like, a couple of inches. And
yeah.
That was all. A couple of inches. All the faith they had when they passed us.
Yeah. So that's why we have to be careful out here now.
People on this medicine, on the COVID, and you don't know who is on it necessarily. We get to ask, but you don't know who is on it has had the shot and who has not had the shot, because there's so many confusion, controversial things they're saying. Some of the doctors are saying, well, if you had the shot, then you don't have to wear the mask anymore,
mm-hmm.
and you don't have to do social distancing. But other people are saying, yeah, since you've had that shot, you know, you got to wear that mask.
Mm-hmm.
You need to wear the mask. And not only do you need to wear the mask still, you need to come get that
yeah.
next COVID shot, the D shot, the Delta.
Well, they test,
the Delta one.
They even we got an article somewhere last week on a computer somewhere, and it was titled, Vaccinated People Are Dying from the Delta Variant. Now, we thought that vaccinated people was all right. We thought, oh, we were good to good. They don't worry about nothing now, okay? But they're going to play it down, though, because whoever wrote this article, they got to write, but in small numbers and almost all are over 15. UK,
over 50.
Yeah, over 50. And UK data shows. See? So it's just the idea. Anytime
something else will kill you, Will.
Yeah, tell the truth. You get warning. You have to be able to read between the lines of these dummies, these demons out here, you know, because they're going to try to play that COVID thing down because they own that. Bill Gates owned the patent for that, you see. And that's why.
They got to keep him rich for
yeah,
whatever reason.
That's why.
So he got more property that he kept speaking against you having. Now he owns plenty of it.
Yeah, yeah.
270 plus thousands of acres in several states.
Yeah, see.
So.
Yeah.
Now he's growing food on it, most of it. He's growing food on it. He probably growing cows on the other part.
Mm-hmm.
And he is selling the french fries, per se, from the potatoes that he grows. He's selling french fries through what? McDonald's.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, and most of us know what else is sold at McDonald's.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't buy anything. We haven't bought anything from McDonald's in years.
Yeah.
Years. Because they have so much that they have done to the food and put in the food until it's not eatable
yeah.
anymore. So remember, don't go into McDonald's and buy anything. This is Emma talking now. Remember.
Yeah. You have to be careful out there for sure because they are trying, these jackals out here, whatever they can put out there that will bring the Hebrew Israelite people down, okay?
Into
they,
breaking the law of
they're doing it and, you know, just want us to break our health down, see? And these are things that we have to watch out for because we know the devil, he hates the children of Israel. I learned that a long time ago. They hate the children of Israel. That's why they still, right now, police and everything else, will either shot you down for no reason if you're not careful. If they pull you over, you say something, just look like, act like you want to try to say anything. That is not bad. Just anything. You know, next thing you know, these demons got so mad and everything. You know? That's just like I was looking at a article. I mean, well, it was a advertisement up in New York. It really wasn't no advertisement. It was just some reality because this guy showed us on his program. You know, this young man, he was a person that mailman. Yeah, yeah.
They was arresting.
Yeah, he.
A black mailman.
Yeah, he was just taking a break for just a couple of minutes, really just kind of relaxing for only a few minutes. And then all of a sudden, these cops hit him while he was sitting there, you know, on his vehicle, just taking a break for a second. And they hit him, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And now all of a sudden, when they hit him, they come running. He didn't have nothing to do with the accident that they were in. Nothing. You know, and now all of a sudden they come, and next thing you know, they are handcuffing him, feeling all over him. These men treating him like they were just faggots or something because they want to feel all and look all on every part of him.
Like right he was there. A gangbanger, and they knew he was just a postman.
He had on his uniform, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know,
So it just didn't make no sense what they did. But it's just good. I was good, glad to see him make sure he got himself some legal representation,
right.
And he's bringing them to court for what they have done.
And they got fired for that as well.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody at the top of them knew that they would have to pay instead of the officer. So now he's having to sue them, no doubt, as not personnel of the police department, but as personal people.
Yeah, because they did it wrong. It was just unreal, you see. And so it just so happened. We have to be so cool. We have to make sure we keep our posture. Don't allow yourself to get carried away. You know, because if he were a clown at all, they just wanted him. They were looking for any excuse.
They're trying to make him.
Pull their gun. Yeah, that's what they did. Pull the gun
and
kill him. Right there. They want to kill him right there in front of everybody.
And say he was doing something.
Yeah. That's right. Exactly. That's what they want to do. So it just so happened. They ran into a smart young man that was smart enough to be able to read through these demons, and he getting the victory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But anyway, we want to really just, you know, like I said, we see what's going on in these last days here that we are up, that is upon us now. And so we just want to continually to look at the Word of Yah, make sure that we keep our eyes open, because Satan, he's out to try to do some harm to us. But as long as we stay with Yah, continue to be obedient to him, allow him to guide us and lead us, then we'll be okay. This is something here that is, I guess, we know, I believe a lot of brews are done caught on to a lot of this evil anyway, because so many people, white people, just doing whatever they can get away with, you see, because we know that they have anointed themselves to do whatever they want to do to us if they can, because they know that they can get away with it. Okay, let me see here. Article that we got here. White man who pursued black neighbor in racist rant arrested. He was arrested. And I believe what he did here, it says, a white man who is seen in video footage pushing a black neighbor with his chest and using racist slurs to address the neighbor and others on Friday has been arrested. You see, you have to catch them dead, and you catch them with your camera.
While
they're doing it, keep your camera open, rolling, you know, because that's the only way you're going to get some kind of justice out of the situation, because they will come out lying, and next thing you know, they done lied their way out of it, because they will believe them, you know, the powers to be, the white supremacists that are already in charge, you know, they're going to believe what their people say. And so you have to be careful out here, very careful, okay? It says here, Edward C. Matthews, 45, was arrested on Monday evening after protesters gathered outside of his Mount Laurel home for multiple hours. He said, now, what I did was not acceptable. It's completely wrong. Okay? Matthews has been seen saying in another video filmed by protesters on Monday before his arrest. See, he had to acknowledge that he was wrong, you see? In the footage showing the confrontation on Friday, Matthew gives his address several times before finally walking away, saying, come, see me. Come see me or something. But anyway, it's just show. You know, if you don't see them, catch them right dead and right, where they can't even think about, you know, giving up. They have to, you know, that's what you're going to get, their lives and so forth. So I tell you, we just have to keep praying to Yah, make sure that, you know, we can just be allowing Yahuwah to lead us in the way of righteousness, because it's this guy out there, and the scripture points him out, okay? And there was given to him, talk about this beast out here, to give spirit to the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause to be killed as many as would not worship the image of the beast. See, and this is what Bill Gates and Fauci and the rest of that crowd wants to do. You know, you got to either worship them, bow down to them, or else, you see. And it says, and he, this is in Revelation 13, and he causes all, both small and great, and rich and poor, and free and slave, to be given a mark upon their right hand or upon their forehead. This is the thing. This is what we're looking at. This is what we got to be careful about. This is what's going on, that mark. See, scripture told us, we had been warned about this stuff coming, this corona vaccine thing. We've been warned a long time ago, you see. And so those of us who are listening to Yah's word, who is following him, you know, none of this is a surprise to us, okay? It ain't sneaking up on us. The devil knows it, too. It knows it. That's why in most cases, you know, if we follow Yahuwah so far, we really don't have to worry about being harassed by these people, you see? As long as we are righteous and continue to pray and keep our prayers constantly in our forefront, so that we don't allow Satan to try to take advantage of us, okay? Because you have to be careful. We have to watch and pray. Just like Paul Shaul said, pray without ceasing, okay? And this is that time. We must pray without ceasing, because I'll tell you, the devil, he's like a roaring lion seeking whom he can devour.
Mm-hmm. We have to pray for each other.
Mm-hmm.
Not just ourselves, but each other.
Mm-hmm.
To be able to make it.
That's right.
Give us strength to make it.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, with that being said, because we, for instance, just this line here, right? He says, and that no one should be able to vow himself except he that has the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. You see, and this is why this is important that we remember and keep this in mind, because we hear people right now talk about, well, now, man, I got my shot now. I can travel so good. I don't have to worry about them much bothering me, because I can get on a plane now. I can just go wherever I want to. They just said them as though they just glorying in it, you know. And they just don't realize, apparently, they don't realize what they're really saying, how this beast, how this mark, this situation that was prophesied to come upon the earth, how they have been consumed by it already. You see, here is the wisdom. He who has understanding, let him calculate the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man. And his number is 666, okay? And this is why we are so sure about the time that we are living in.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have to be afraid. We know it, because the scripture tells us right here, okay? And we believe the scriptures. We're not out there fighting about what the scriptures is. No. We hear what it's saying, and we understand what it is saying to us, because the scripture is talking to us so that we know and be given understanding, okay? And so when we hear about this 666, well, it's clear this Bill Gates, the patent to his vaccine is 666, a number, you see? So why should we be fighting and arguing with somebody about that, okay? If you don't want to accept the truth, then it's too bad for you. You need to pray that Yah will open up your mind so that you can start being able to accept that truth, okay? Because that's not good if you're going to walk around here playing like you don't even know what's going on. Oh, they ain't talking to me. Oh, that's been you a long time ago. I ain't worried about that. Yeah, you just keep.
You ain't worried now, but when the time comes, for you to make a choice, you better be worried.
Yeah.
More than words, you need to be prepared to have made the choice already.
Hallelujah.
Because that lake of fire, is waiting for you.
That's right.
He's going to throw you in that lake of fire and say, I never knew you. Out.
Yeah. That's dangerous. That's bad, you know. Yeah, because people, apparently some people don't realize what it means. They think, I guess, they're just going to wake up. And then they're just given an opportunity to walk to the lake and just go over there and lay down in the fire. Like it's maybe something comfortable that they can do.
But they don't
realize Yahushua himself says, you will be cast thrown. You don't have no choice of how you get there because you're going to be thrown like a piece of trash or garbage because that's what you will be. You know, you don't. Walked on the truth and ignored it and played crazy, and then all of a sudden you're faced with it. You'll see what it's all about. He said, you will be cast into the lake. So when I see that, I think about that, I said, that sounds like not so good. Doesn't sound like something I want to experience. You see?
You know, a lot of people think that they will have a choice at the end, that they will be able to choose at the last minute. And it's not a last minute thing, people. It's a thing that we need to do now. Not to think about doing, but to do it now.
Oh, yeah. Tell you, because it could be, it's going to be terrible experience. Worst, it's going to be the worst thing ever happen to anybody if they are lost. You see, and if they didn't make the kingdom, that's why I recommend that you continue to pray to Yahushua and don't allow yourself to be deceived out here by these jackals, okay, that are spreading this poison out here and you playing like you don't understand what's going on, you don't want to understand the support, you see, because we teach, that's why we talk about it and teach it every chance we get, okay? We do, because we know it's not going to be a pretty picture to see yourself going to the lake of fire because you won't just be the one that you will be thrown in it. That's how you're going to get there. So let's keep ourselves, in tune with Yah and Yahushua that we make it to the kingdom. That he will forgive us for our sins, okay? And we pray that he will give us the strength to turn away from our sins that we have gotten caught up in, okay, in this world, in these times, okay? Just pray, and perhaps he might show favor to you. You may overcome if you repent. You see, he said, asked us to repent for the things that we do, that we're doing, that is not right in his sight, okay? So hallelujah. It's good that we were able to come tonight and bring forth, this information, and we just want to continually each Tuesday night and bring forth the truth that Yahushua is giving us. And we pray that he will continue to bless this ministry and bless the nation of Israel. Help us to overcome all this craziness that's going on out there, okay? Because we know the devil. The devil don't want to see us naked, okay? That's him. He wants to destroy us. It's like trying to destroy our children, okay? We just got to keep praying for them that Yahuwah will watch over our children, our families, and destroy them. Satan from our midst. So hallelujah.
Hallelujah. As our title is code word, controversy. Now, we have heard about contentious controversies tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And let's pray that all of you that have smaller children, they don't have to be too young, but make sure if you have a child that's old enough to be able to hold your phone and make a video, train them on doing that. Because we see now we're getting more and more troublesome people next door, down the street, driving up the block. If they can grab your camera and take video, that will be the proof that you need that these things are going on all around you. So be careful. Be
mm-hmm.
prayed up. Be in Yah, and Yah will do things through you that you never dreamed possible.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All right. Hallelujah. So with that being said, tonight we just thank again Yah for his blessing. And so we're going to go ahead and get up out of here. And in the meantime, we're going to close out with a set apart musical tune. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
It feels so good riding on the heavenly cloud, shouting out loud on how it feels so good being in your presence, surrounded by all the love in the heavens. It feels so good knowing your presence, meditating on the unmeasurable part of your love in the heavens. It feels so good knowing you give unperishable thinking on how to praise and seek you.
I withdraw myself from the world. My heart is set on what is true.
On what is true.
I found that dwelling place, which is a place of rest.
I recline
into the brighter chamber.
About your life, the holiness of where you dwell.
Said I've hungered to eat of the banquet and partaking in mortal food. Said I found my rising, found rest from my labor. This light shining on me won't say.
David did.
All right.
Okay, hallelujah.
Shalom, family. We hope to see you on next Tuesday. We will be back, same time, 7 o'clock p.m., with another message from Yahushua. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Shalom.
Shalom.
All right.
Shalom.